Hi, for this Bible bit, I would like to focus on the idea of faith. Of course, one of the better known instances of talking about faith in Scripture is the book that we call Hebrews, chapter 11. And let me just read the first verse. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. It is considered by many that that is a definition of faith, and actually it's not. What that is really outcome, responses of faith. The word assurance there is different in different versions. The Greek behind that word means the underlying unseen framework. And in fact, the King James version of the Bible actually does the best job of rendering that, and that is substance. So it says that the faithful response regards the gospel as substance. It regards it as substantive, concrete, real, even though the gospel does have many unseen things about it. And in fact, he mentions that in verse 1. The writer mentions things not seen. And yet, the believer regards those things as substantive. How about the word conviction there? Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The word conviction in the Greek is the word proof. And in fact, the King James, once again, does a good job there and renders it evidence. So what the verse is saying is the believer regards the gospel, otherworldly and unseen parts to it, despite that, regards it as substantive and regards it as equal to evidence. That is, what God says about himself, it is self-evident. It is evident of truth. And then the third part of that, hoped for, that's pretty plain. That's pretty self-explanatory, but it helps to actually look at that one as well in the original language, and that is expectation and anticipation. In fact, it's the very same word that Paul will use in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where he says that we have hoped in Christ. That is, we regard the gospel as so substantive that it's equal to evidence, and it causes us to expect and anticipate what Christ will do. So that's verse 1 of Hebrews 11, and as I say, this is not a definition of faith. This is the profile, a description of the response, the faithful response. And we know that because of verse 2. For by it men of old gained approval. The ESV has received commendation. The King James, again coming through marvelously, says, have obtained a good report. In other words, this is the proper response of faith. And Paul again will say in Romans chapter 12, it's a rational response. It is a normal response, the response of faith. Well, if verses 1 and 2 are not the definition of faith, then where is the definition of faith? Most of the rest of that chapter is describing the ingredients of faith. And there are three ingredients. There are three ingredients in faith given us for the rest of the chapter, beginning in verse 3, going on through verse 40. There are actually 18 examples of people who exhibited faith. And each one of them actually includes those three ingredients. But let's just take one of them. Let's take Abraham, verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. And it was he to whom it was said, in Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise up men even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type. The writer is saying, you know, Abraham struggled with God asking him to give up his only son. Now, we know it wasn't his only son. Ishmael was born before Isaac. But it's really interesting that God calls him his only son. But there are three ingredients in this passage. Look at verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was, what? Tested. It's the very word God uses back in Genesis 22. Genesis 22 is the account of this trial of Abraham. But in Genesis 22, verse 1, it says, God tested Abraham. Well, this word tested tells us something, that God was involved in this trial. God didn't just, you know, orchestrate this trial from a distance. God gave Abraham instruction, and that was his trial, that was his test. But there's another piece where it says, in verse 17 it says, he who had received the promises, and then in verse 18 it says, it was he to whom it was said. In other words, piece one, God is involved. Piece two, something of a revelation of God is involved. God spoke. God is at the focus, and God said something. That's two pieces. Now, verse 19. He considered that God is able to raise men even from the dead. Wow. It says that Abraham went through this knowing that God said he would have nations come out of Isaac. And Abraham is saying, well, how can he have nations come out of Isaac if I sacrifice Isaac? And then he said, well, he wants me to do this, God does, so he must be going to raise Isaac. That's what Abraham considered. Well, what do we call that? Well, you can call it supernatural. You can call it otherworldly. And guess what? These three elements, God being at the focus, God revealing something, and otherworldly, supernatural, spiritual investment. These three things are repeated in every single instance given in this chapter. And there are 18 of them. 18 times the writer of Hebrews says, God is involved, he revealed something of himself, and it was in a supernatural, otherworldly, very spiritual context. And that, friends, is faith. Faith is in God, faith is on the basis of a revelation, and faith has a hurdle or a burden to the human heart of being a spiritual investment. And that's faith. Thank you for joining me in this Bible Minute, and until next time, believe God.